Well, today has been traditionally known as Columbus Day, but it has also increasingly been observed as Indigenous Peoples Day. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan.
So as I mentioned, over the past couple of years, this holiday is taking on a new name.
Well, the backstory is a little bit longer than that, in that there were places, especially in the American West, where there was a large Native American presence that adopted, the South Dakota is a state that adopted indigenous peoples, or our first Native American Peoples Day. And Hawaii, which doesn't have any direct connection to the Columbus story, had a name, Discoverer's Day, at least at the beginning. But now there, I think, are 12 states that use the term Indigenous Peoples Day. And here in Massachusetts, while it's not the name of the state holiday, which remains Columbus Day, there are 20 cities and towns that have adopted this at the local level.
And also there was a proclamation recently, too, from President Biden.
Yes, exactly. The president is doing trying to sort of be respectful for this tradition and the celebration that's now as a national holiday goes back to 1937 here in Massachusetts, which was very early to adopt Columbus Day, goes back to 1910. One of the very first states to adopt Columbus Day as a holiday, but try to have something that pays attention to both of these traditions and sensibilities. Whether that's possible to do, what we're seeing is a historic change in real time right before our eyes.
And also part of this is that for certain groups, this has become a day to express ethnic pride.
Yes, exactly right. I think Columbus Day probably goes back to this idea of discovery of America and Columbus being emblematic. So doesn't necessarily have to do with his Italian origins. The first commemoration celebrations of Columbus Day were in 1792, right after the end of the American Revolution. But with the increased arrival of immigrants from Italy at the end of the 19th century and on into the 20th century, this very quickly, in a place like Plymouth, which had a large Italian immigrant population at the beginning of the 20th century, people working at the Plymouth Cordage in North Plymouth, you had an ethnic minority group that could embrace the celebration of a figure that they identified with their own history and culture.
And also, as we also now know, Columbus wasn't, in fact, the first European to arrive in North America.
Yes. That cuts both ways, because it's true that you could argue that is when the Vikings got to Greenland, they were already in the Western Hemisphere, so long before Columbus. But there's good evidence now that they were in northern maritime Canada. Whether they got as far as New England, which some people believe or like to believe, is something that hasn't yet been proven. But certainly there were Viking explorers on the North Atlantic coast hundreds of years before Columbus,